Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
Jason Parent joins us again this morning from Community Action of Aroostook, Washington, and Hancock County. And we're talking strategy. We're talking building up a team that covers multiple counties. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not like you say, okay, we got together now, let's go and do stuff. You've got a lot of things to prove to other entities, right?
Yeah, and that's especially true of a community action agency. So as we're celebrating Community Action Month nationally, community action agencies are required every 3 years by the contracts and services that we have with the federal and state government to conduct what's called a comprehensive community needs assessment. And we do that every 3 years. The most recent one for all three counties was done in 2024 into 2025. So the boards of the two agencies that serve this region approved theirs in 2025. We are now working collaboratively with our board of directors, our management team, to take the information from that comprehensive community needs assessment and to turn it into a strategic plan for the next 5-year period. So we're working diligently on that. Our board of directors, again, for the three counties will be meeting to discuss what that looks like on June 25th, all together in a day-long session in person. And then from there, we will execute the strategic plan. It will be what guides our work for the next 3 to 5 years. But what is important to note is the work that we have done with this community needs assessment in the last few years is that we've aligned all of the state community action agencies to do it on the same cycle. We didn't used to all be on the same cycle. We did that about 5 years ago. And then 3 years ago, we aligned with the major hospital systems in the state because they do a community health needs assessment every 3 years. And now the hospital systems and the community action agencies around the state to avoid redundancy, duplication, and to really do a deep dive into both the health needs and the social determinants of health needs across the state and certainly here in Hancock and in Washington counties to know what those are collectively and be together and working on that.
Well, that's a lot of work. It almost sounds like when a university has to go through accreditation, all of the research and to prove we're here for a reason and this is how we're going to do it. So in the next segment, you're going to tell us how you move forward once you have this, I guess, assessment complete?
Absolutely.
All right. That's coming up next on Community Action on Star 97.7.
Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
We're so glad to have the CEO of Community Action, Jason Parent, with us this morning. Earlier, he was talking about the strategic plan, how we get all of the counties to work together. And once you've got everything on paper and you're ready to roll, what's the next step?
So once we have the results of the assessment and we do a strategic plan, we engage every year. We sit down with our management team and we say what in this strategic plan are the specific goals and outcomes that we want to work on to propose to our board of directors that we want to work on. And many times, because those strategic goals and priorities based upon what the community said, they don't always align with the basket of programs and services that we have. So this is where we work in partnership with others. This is in Hancock and Washington County on issues related to health, well-being, and prevention that we work in partnership with Healthy Acadia. This is where we work in concert with other transportation providers in the region because transportation across all three counties is one of the articulated needs. So are challenges around things like substance use. So things that you report on each and every day in your newscast here on Star 97 are things that community members have told us are pressing concerns in their community. And so what are the solutions toward that? In the case of I can't heat my home, I don't have enough resources to heat my home, that's an us issue. That's a service and program that we have, or childcare and early care and education program. We work in partnership with others because there's never enough opportunities for that across our counties. But the reality is that we collaborate with others and we set specific goals so that we can look at measurable outcomes each and every year for how we make a difference and how we make an impact to what our community has told us are the most pressing needs.
Thanks for tuning in to Community Action. Hear this morning's episode at star977.com. Click on Community Action.